Well, we meet again. It's just Jackie, coming to you with a new quote, a gentle rant, or maybe a little nugget of wisdom from a girl who spent her childhood nestled at the feet of her elders. Let's see what we have for you today. Okay, today's little gem is to be a little, transparent, a little vulnerable, just a little bit of a lot. And the gem for today reads, "My path is a testimony of God's grace." My path, so I'm talking about me, my path is a testimony of God's grace. So if we've ever wondered, maybe you've ever wondered, you know, whether grace is real, whether it's a thing or not, well, my pathway reveals the truth that it is. So you're talking to Dr. Jones, who is also just Jackie, but I am just Jacqueline Marie Jones, and my degree says Dr. Jacqueline Marie Jones is what it says. But let me tell you about the path that's filled with grace that got me there. I was born in Illinois. I'm the middle girl between the first boy and the second boy, which is a good and a bad place to be. And so I was a hot mess as a kid on the west side of Chicago. I had my fam and my friends who were amazing and taught me a lot. But I fought, man. I was a bully. I fought all the time. It was ridiculous. I stayed in trouble. Now, mind you, don't get fooled. I made great grades at school. I just was in trouble. I was always doing something, always getting sent home, you know, for my mom to take me in the pantry. And we won't talk about what happened there. But I guess, you know, my parents in their wisdom decided we're going to move to Arkansas. Now, mind you, before they did, we would spend every summer in Arkansas at my grandmother's house. And I look back on it now and I am grateful in my own way. But I thought my parents just were like absolute heathens to take us to my grandmother's house, even though I love playing with my cousins and hanging out with them and learn lots of life lessons. But, you know, when you're like little, you don't know that. So when you go to your grandmother's house with no running water and no inside bathroom after you left Chicago, it seems kind of like punishment, don't you think? So anyway, so every summer we would come and spend the summers in Arkansas. And then along the way, my parents decided, you know, in their great wisdom, that they should move from Chicago and move us to Arkansas, something a little slower, so that their daughter, me at the time, so before my sister was, you know, up and moving around at the time, they probably figured, let's get her out of here because she's going to end up, you know, eating jail or on some slab in a morgue. So we moved to Arkansas and I finished, you know, my schooling, high school and things there. And then I went, well, I mean, I was a hot mess in Arkansas too, but I eventually got myself together. Like I met a crew of amazing, you know, they're women now, sisters that I met. And you know, when you surround yourself with like really good people, I don't know, you change, you know, either they change you or you change them, but they change me for the better. And so I'm ever grateful for that. But I got myself together, went to college, you know, got a degree, left school, got a job, moved to Texas, got a job. And a lot of things happened in between there. Got married. The family is amazing. Got divorced. The family is still amazing. They were and they still are amazing. And, you know, church was in there. And, you know, I was all over the place from time to time, but I was finding my tunnel. I was getting there. And left corporate world, went into the educational world, which is, you know, that's my niche. That's where I belong. Teaching is my thing. That's my gift. And, you know, stayed there for a while and finally decided to get my butt in gear and do something that my dad and I had talked about for a very long time, was to go back to school and get a doctorate degree. And so I chose seminary school over, you know, getting a PhD or an educational doctorate. I chose seminary because that's what I wanted to do. So I got a Master's of Divinity, which was a lot of work, a lot of work. And then I got my doctorate degree. And by the time I got to the doctorate part, I had worked so hard on the Master's of Divinity that it didn't, you know, it was hard. Now, don't get me wrong, but I was kind of geared up and ready for it. I didn't feel like the need to want to quit like every other day, like I was in my Master's of Divinity program. And so when you think about this little chocolate girl on the west side of Chicago, fighting her butt off, moving to Arkansas, still fighting, moving to Texas, corporate world, leaving the corporate world, married, divorced. I mean, I've done a little bit of it all. And I end up here today. There have been lots of things that have been under my belt. And every one of them, when I look back, I see God strategically maneuvering me back onto my path of where I am now, because his grace is real. It's real. Okay. And I've heard people say, you know, grace is, you know, God's redemptions at Christ's expense. Some people use that acronym. So, but I just call it this thing that kept me from being the worst possible version of me. I mean, the worst possible version of me. Grace is what kept me from that. And so I say again, our little gem is my path is a testimony of God's grace. So that's it. That's my Just Jackie for today. So you'll have a little segment to listen to about a sponsor, and then we'll close it out. Thanks. Until next time, don't allow the world or others to define you. Your Creator has already done a perfect job of that. Be just who you were purposed to be. Bye.